is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight, including something I mentioned last night we didn't get to, so I'll try to get to it as soon as possible this show. And that is some very interesting audio from a checkpoint down on the near the southern border. We've talked about these checkpoints in the past. We're going to take you to one of them here in a few moments. But first, we go to the phone calls. This is the show about your calls. We go to the amp line to talk to Brian in Colorado. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. I know that yesterday was all about Ron Paul. We were all kind of concerned about that, and so am I. I wanted to start off something on a little more positive note today.
Okay, sure.
Now, I have this device. It's called an air laser. Now, I know Mark enjoys a cigar occasionally.
I do love lasers, too.
A friend of mine lives in a condominium, and this place is, I don't know, 30 or 40 years old, and he's been there for 10 years. And now somebody started complaining about somebody next door smoking, you know, cigarettes probably. And now the condo wants to, you know, make a rule that will ban smoking in the building, you know, because they're all attached to each other.
Right.
Now I'm thinking, I'm sorry, you know, when you bought the place, you signed an agreement, and that wasn't on the agreement. Now they want to put this, you know, after the fact.
Well, isn't that part of the agreement in condo associations, that they can change the rules with a, you know, majority vote or whatever their little control situation is there?
Well, that's what they're saying. And so, you know, I just hope that two wolves in a sheep don't get an elevator together in that condo.
Yeah.
Because they could just change the rules. So anyway, I have, you know, cigars are pretty pungent. You know, I mean, they're more pungent than cigarettes, although I'd much rather be in a room full of cigar smokers than a room full of cigarette smokers.
Indeed.
But that's just, you know, my opinion. But they are pretty pungent. You know, they get around and they get in your carpet and your drapes and everything else. Well, I used to have to, you know, smoke out on the porch, you know, so it didn't get in all the drapes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, Heidi was looking at my wife, was looking at Craigslist, and she found this thing that was made for a greenhouse. And this thing puts ozone in the air in order to, you know, make the tomatoes more fresh. And this guy said, oh, yeah, man, these tomatoes just are monsters with this ozone. And so she bought the thing for $50. It's called an air laser. No, and what it does, it puts ozone in the air. Ozone, I guess, is O3,
right?
3 oxygen as opposed to 2, which is regular oxygen.
It's like, isn't that the stuff you smell just after a rain or just before a rain, something like that?
Yeah, that's my understanding is what's down there. But lightning is ozone and lightning are somehow connected.
Okay.
Yeah, lightning does it. Or if you stick your head in a electric dryer, preferably not while it's, you know.
Yeah, I haven't done that too often, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll recognize the smell. Yeah, it's the smell you get after a lightning storm.
Okay.
I just sit this thing next to the couch, and I smoke right there in the couch with the carpet and the drapes and the TV on. This thing is just whirring away in the background, and I let it go all night. And in the morning, you can't tell there was a smoker anywhere near the place.
Wow. We were just talking. It's funny, too, because Mark and I were just talking about going to one of these industry conventions in Washington, D.C., where I'm pretty sure every hotel is non-smoking by law, and he was very upset about that idea. So maybe you need to get one of these things. Bring it with you, Mark.
What is the laser aspect of this? I mean, what's getting shot?
There's no laser. It's just a name.
So it's an ozone-producing box.
It's an ozone generator. It's about 2.5, maybe 3 feet long. It's got, you look in it, and it's just a little hole in the end. You look in it, there's this blue light. It's basically a fluorescent light that generates ozone. And you can, it's the same exact thing that you get if you have a spa. You can get this ozonator that will make it so that you don't have to use as much chlorine. And the ozonator kills the bacteria.
So were you bringing this up as a suggestion for smokers that would like to conceal their activities, or...
Yes, you could do that. I'm not sure you could take it on an airplane.
Right.
But not conceal it, but just, you know, frankly, in the morning, you know, I don't like smelling cigars all over the place. You know, at night I do, you know, and I got a bottle of scotch, you know, and there's some friends, and it's an evening thing to do. But right. In the morning when I got to work, I don't want to smell that
right.
stuff.
Right, same here. I agree completely. I've always smoked outside. Now that I live in New Hampshire, I can't really do that, so I smoke in the basement.
Mm.
But when I go down to the basement other times to get something, you know, I pack things down there. When I go down and get something, I give a little sniff sometimes, and I can smell that sort of stale cigar smell, and it's just not nice. My wife won't let me stay. Complains to no end about the smell of cigars when she has to, say, be in a hotel room with me or something like that, which I just recently dealt with. So that does sound good. Now, what's it called again?
Well, this particular thing is an air laser. I'll go on the – once I get home, I'm in Tulsa again, being very careful. Once I get home, I'll take a look at it, and I'll post the manufacturer's information for anybody who cares about that.
Cool. What else is on your mind tonight, Anthony?
It's an amazing thing. Well, just one more thing. Last night, for the first time, I got up on the cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes. That was your first time in the amp-only chat?
First time in the chat, yeah. I'd watch the cam a little bit, but, you know, it's not very interesting.
No, it's not. It's just us talking to microphones. I don't know why someone wants to watch that.
But the chat is really cool, and you can, you know, commune with the other people. You know, I was going to the press chair this weekend, or, you know, after I came back from the Liberty Forum, you know, all these great people that I met and saw again and was hanging with, and all of a sudden I come back, I'm all by myself again, and, you know, how do I commune with these people?
Yep.
And a lot of them are right there on the AMP chat room, and it's really cool.
That's true. You know, what I was saying to you, Mark, last night that the quality of the chat, now that it's restricted to amplifiers only, has increased dramatically. It was a long time ago that, I think it was actually, yeah, back in our local days, back when Free Talk Live was only on one radio station in Sarasota, Florida, we had an official chat room on our website. And it just got to the point where the chatters were fighting with each other.
No, that was in very early syndicated days, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was a long time ago. And the chatters were sort of, getting into tissies, and there was drama, and, they wanted it moderated, and they wanted more controls in there, and I just decided, this is it, I've had it, I'm tired of dealing with this, and so I shut down the chat room and basically said, look, if you guys want to interact with each other, you can start your own chat on your own as a listener chat thing, or you can go to the BBS. Yeah, the listener chat's out there, and you can find the details for that on the BBS, but this new amp-only chat room is, I think it's great. I think the participants there seem to be getting along just fine. There are a lot of very funny and amusing things that are posted there, and it's one of the nicer perks, I think, about the AMP program right now.
Yeah, I mean, the AMP program tends to attract the most intelligent, the brightest, and good-looking people.
Well, I have to say, I learn a lot from our listeners. You may say it with your tongue in your cheek that they're smart listeners, but... You know, they are.
They are.
Very good, Brian. Glad you enjoyed it, and thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So, I said I had some interesting audio, and I think we should probably get to that right quick here. It's from CheckpointUSA.org. Now, as you might recall, in fact, it's the blog from Checkpoint USA, so it's CheckpointUSA.org/blog. The gentleman here, his name's Terry, and actually he's going to be one of our newer amplifiers, as a matter of fact, so he's also a listener to the show, lives down in the southern portion of the United States, and I guess he commutes around the border area. Now, remember, we've talked about this in the past, and for those of you that are new to the program, and you don't live either close to the northern or southern borders, you may not even know this is going on, and you need to know, because it's pretty scary. The Border Patrol, they don't just have border checkpoints. There aren't just the guards and the toll houses or whatever you want to call them, the little guard houses that they have and the things that raise and lower. That's all down there on the border. That's true. But then when you go up, within 100 miles, I think? Within 100 miles north of the southern border and with 100 miles south of the northern border, there's a chance that you might just encounter a citizenship checkpoint where you will be asked what your citizenship is by some Border Patrol guards who, in this case, have apparently decided to stop wearing identification. They used to wear ID. Now you don't even know who they are. We'll get to the rest of this story and the very interesting audio on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. Sound money's under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. And all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. All right. Callers holding. I this is so important, this audio. I want to get to it, and we'll take your calls as soon as we're done analyzing this, because it's really critical. They have started setting up these checkpoints. Your loving federal government has started setting up these citizenship checkpoints inside the United States. Within 100 miles from the northern and southern borders, they have, some of them are permanent installations, you know, multi-million dollar facilities. Some of them are roving checkpoints where they'll set it up for, you know, several days at a time, and they'll ask everyone who passes through there to tell them what country they were born in.
Right. Now, this makes a certain amount of sense. We've saddled, legally or illegally, the federal government with deciding who... you know, is a citizen, who's allowed to be here, who's allowed to enter the country, that kind of thing. And, you know, it's a natural outcropping of that, you know, that us giving that administrative duty to the federal government is that they should check all the citizens to make sure that they're citizens. That, you know, all the people to make sure they're citizens. So why wouldn't they set these things up? A lot of people would say, oh, that's a fine idea. I hate the Mexicans. Let's get rid of them. Or, you know, I don't like illegals. I don't want illegals illegally in the country. We should check this. And I'm willing to give up a little bit of my time, whether it's, you know, maybe it's 20 seconds as you go through.
Yeah.
But it could be a 15-minute wait. You never know.
They could waylay you over and then search your car. Who knows what this, you know, could possibly lead to. And, of course, they're looking for people behaving suspiciously and all that. They're looking for an excuse to harass you. And, you know, this would be okay, Mark, if you were living in, oh, I don't know, Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin 20 years ago.
Right, right. It's not okay in a supposedly free country. It's not okay in a country where you're supposed to have the right to privacy, where unreasonable search and seizure is not acceptable. But now all of those rules have been thrown away, and this is the very beginning of the police state that we've been talking about. This is the very beginning of a very intrusive police state where the government deems it okay to demand that you show papers wherever you are, whether you're driving, whether you're walking, whatever you're doing, you'll have to show papers. That if you're running a business, you'll have to prove that all your workers are legal. You'll have to jump through extra hoops. This is just the tip of the iceberg, and most people in America don't even know this is going on. This, again, from checkpointusa.org/blog. I'm going to share with you Terry's words here. He says, I was stopped at the checkpoint while traveling back to Tucson late in the afternoon. I videotaped the encounter, and he posted it on his website. So you can see the actual video as well. I've clipped out some of the important audio moments.
I saw it, and I thought that it was great.
Yes, it's great how he handles this woman. We'll get to that here. He says, so others can experience a suspicionless federal checkpoint for themselves. It should be noted that we have played another one of his videos. This is his second video. The first one's also very good. He says, those who live far from the border should note that internal suspicionless checkpoints are quickly becoming the norm, while our fundamental right to travel unmolested absent reasonable suspicion of wrongdoing is being routinely trampled on. Keep in mind, this checkpoint did not take place on the border. It took place over 40 miles north of the border along a regularly traveled state highway that never intersects the border at any point. After being stopped by a Border Patrol agent who wasn't actually patrolling the border, the agent refused to identify herself or her badge number while at the same time demanding to know my citizenship. Unlike local or state police who have never given me a hard time about identifying themselves, just about every federal agent who's ever approached me in the field has refused to do so. At the last federal checkpoint I stopped at along this route, I had to read their name tags to find out who they were. This time around, the agents weren't even wearing name tags.
They weren't wearing name tags. Isn't that a little strange?
Yes.
I mean, when do they start wearing the helmets and visors so that we can't see their face? You know, we can't identify them at all.
They're secret police. To put it another way, Homeland Security agents are increasingly acting like secret police by hiding their identities from the very public they allegedly serve and protect. This attitude's also pervasive when requesting documentation from the Department of Homeland Security. The department routinely redacts the names of its agents, making it difficult to find out who they are, let alone hold them accountable for their actions. It's also extremely difficult to get any documentation out of the department in the first place. We already know that police are very difficult to hold accountable, even if you know who they are.
Right.
Because they protect one another. It's the system. That's how it works. They're immune from prosecution in almost every case.
Well, that's sovereign immunity and their little system of protecting.
Right. So they already have that in place. If they're almost completely untouchable. Now you don't even know who you're dealing with.
You know, it's like the comic books with the dystopia futures where you see the
dystopia.
Is, oh, I thought it was okay. Anyway, where they just show the police with the visors on, and you just can't see them. They're faceless drones.
Right. It's also extremely
it's
difficult.
It's kind of interesting when you think about the stormtroopers from the Empire, how they bred them, made them to not really question orders or anything like that. They just
bred
accepted,
from birth to be soldiers, right?
Yeah, they just accepted that whatever the Empire did was correct and right.
Well, that's what kids today are doing because the girl in this video is very young. You could tell she was in her very early 20s, if that. And so they're taking kids right out of the government school system where they've been indoctrinated to believe that government is right, and they're giving them government jobs, and of course they're going to have that mentality.
Right, and you generally are going to believe that the person that's paying you is right anyway in a lot of cases, especially compared to the person that's in front of you that isn't paying you.
It's also extremely difficult, says Terry, to get any documentation out of the department in the first place. DHS routinely violates the Freedom of Information Act, and the current waiting period for those few who receive responsive replies is several years long. When I asked the stopping agent whether
you probably have to check on it a couple of times. Not only do you have to go through the trouble of
writing
them a letter, but you have to follow up.
When I asked the stopping agent whether or not I was being detained, she indicated I wasn't. When I requested to leave, however, she told me I couldn't until I answered her questions. Quite a contradiction. Legally, the agent can only hold an individual for a very limited amount of time, absent reasonable suspicion. Her citizenship demands are nothing more than an attempt to create reasonable suspicion out of thin air based upon an individual's response, along with their general appearance, mannerism, skin color, and other arbitrary profiling indicators used to build cases against individuals for further detention and investigation. Make no mistake, these federal suspicionless checkpoints are nothing more than dragnet fishing expeditions designed to intimidate and harass the traveling public. They represent a fundamental violation of our right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure and shouldn't be suffered by a free people. Now, the interesting point about this, as you'll hear in a few moments, is that they're just putting up the illusion that you have to participate. And we'll explore that idea. He says, unfortunately, the Supreme Court created a Fourth Amendment loophole for immigration checkpoints over 40 years ago. The court case is now used as a blanket excuse, United States versus Martinez Fuerte, for all manner of Homeland Security abuse, and it's helping to usher in the burgeoning American police state. As my interaction with a federal agent continued, she eventually requested, and you'll hear that it's the words that are very, very important that they use.
Yeah, listen to the way she phrases these things. I don't know why they do it this way. Maybe they're trying to be polite, but maybe it's something darker.
If they wanted
to
give an order, they would give an order, but they aren't, and there's a reason for that. Anyway, we'll continue with this story here. The audio coming up in moments. It's very instructional. We're going to play it back for you and really point out some important points about this that would pass most other people by. This is Free Talk Live. You take it.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Bright Instruments since 1987.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Shows you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just grab them up for free. Online, front page of the website, an entire year for free, in fact, at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. You know, Mark, when I play back episodes of Free Talk Live for myself to listen to, sometimes I'm constantly looking for verbal crutches of mine. Things like,
you know too much.
Right, you know's a bad one for a lot of people, including me. I'm guilty of you know. But I'm actually being told here in the chat room that apparently I say something, what do I say? Something, that sort of thing. Apparently I say that sort of thing too much. So if you catch me saying that sort of thing,
I'll poke you with a fork.
Yeah, do that, please. All right, 800-259-9231. So we're talking about roadblocks. Checkpoints, if you will. Checkpoints that you will only find at this point. Though I expect you'll see them soon in the breadbasket and all throughout America. But right now, you'll only find them around the border or within about 50 to 100 miles of the northern or southern borders of America. So if you don't live in those areas, you don't travel those areas, you don't even know this is happening unless you happen to be listening to this show or a very, very few others that might possibly cover this. This story is from CheckpointUSA.org, from the blog there. The audio here we're going to share with you in a moment is very, very instructional. It'll give you a real experience as to what it's like being pulled over at one of these checkpoints. They are pulling every single vehicle over and asking the occupants what their citizenship is. Now, note I say asking. The way they phrase things makes it sound like it's not necessarily asking. The authoritative demeanor, in many ways, in which case it, in which the question is delivered, makes people believe they have to answer it. The fact is, they don't. And we've played one of this gentleman's videos before. We played some of the audio before, and it was several months ago. And he's been through this through the same checkpoint in the same general area again, and once again recorded these bureaucrats. This time around, they weren't wearing name tags. Last time they were, and they refused to identify themselves as well. But listen to how he handles this woman. He uses the same exact technique as he did before. And it's basically when the bureaucrat throws a question at him, he bats it right back with one or two questions. They keep asking him questions, and he just keeps asking them questions in return. Let me go ahead and get to the audio so we have some idea what I'm talking about. Here we go.
You are being recorded right now. What's your name? I can hear you fine.
Window's up. He's rolling it down now.
What now? What's the purpose of the stop? Okay, what's the scope of the stop? Who do you work for?
U.S. Border Patrol.
Am I being detained?
No, I'm asking you a question.
Am I free to go?
I'm asking you a question.
I'm not being detained, but I'm not free to go.
Well, she never said he wasn't free to go. She's saying, I'm asking you a question. I need you to answer it. Here's where she says, I need you to.
Answer my question.
Am I being detained?
You need to answer my question, sir.
Am I being detained?
She won't answer his question,
but he needs to answer hers.
Right.
Being detained. I would like to go on my way if I'm not being detained. Am I being detained? I'm asking you if I'm being detained.
I'm just asking you for the purposes of an immigration. I need to ask you in what country you're citizen.
Am I being detained?
I'm asking you, are you being detained?
He flusters her at least twice during this. She just sort of flubs her words because she doesn't know what to do about this. She's used to everybody coming. She's used to car after car coming through, asking the same question and getting the same response. And she, you can better believe she's never encountered anyone like
this. No, I imagine she hasn't.
Am I free to go?
You need to answer my question.
Are you refusing to allow me to go on my way?
You know what? You need to answer my question.
Are you refusing to allow me to go on my way?
Can you pull over to the second?
Okay, that's where she tries to step it up, right?
Right?
She's been saying that she's never answered his question really directly about
whether or not he's allowed to leave. Now, she said he's not being detained.
She did say that once, right.
But she didn't say that he was allowed to leave. He asked, am I free to go? And she would say, you need to answer my question. Well, then I must be being detained because you're holding me here to question me.
Right.
But she doesn't, you know, she's not going that far. Now she's saying that he needs to, could you please pull over?
Yeah, can you pull over to secondary is what she asks. And now she'll ask it several more times here in a moment because he won't. And it's because she's not giving an order. Remember, listen to very carefully to what their words are. If she was giving an order, she'd give him an order. And she'd make it be very, very clear. But most people feel like it's an order. Most people, when a cop says, can you do this? In the case, remember the guy that was... The news media man that was ordered to go across the street. Can you go across the street? They arrested him anyway, but in this case she won't because she's got nothing to stand on. There's no reasonable suspicion here. There's no probable cause. They're just they're on this fishing expedition, and he's refusing her suggestions. That's all she's doing. She's making suggestions to him. She's
right.
Making requests.
Tax-funded. Taxpayer-funded fishing expedition.
Right. So what she wants to do is, he's holding up the line of traffic, and she'll sort of mention the traffic here in a moment. He's holding up the line. Well, she's holding it up because she wants to harass him. But the traffic is backing up, so she wants to bring him over into the secondary search area where they can further harass him and get into this even more, but he won't let it happen.
Are you refusing to allow me to go on my way? Am I being detained?
I'm asking you to pull over to secondary.
Am I being detained?
I'm asking you. She's even very clear about it in this case. I'm asking you to pull over to secondary. No, that's okay.
Can you pull over to secondary?
Am I being detained?
I'm asking for the purposes of immigration. You need to pull over to...
Am I being detained?
Pull over to secondary.
Sounds to me like she's asking for the purposes of harassment. Ooh, darn it.
Am I being detained?
Can you pull over to secondary?
Am I being detained?
I'm I'm asking for the permission from immigration. You need to pull over to...
Am I being detained?
You pull over to immigration.
You told me...
She got flubbed up again there.
...that I'm not being detained. Am I free to go?
Sorry? Can you answer my question?
Am I being detained?
Now, what's that clicking
here? It's one of those features that video cameras have where you can
take a picture
take
and...
pictures. Yeah.
The purpose of immigration, I need to ask you what country you're in.
You can ask me whatever you want. Am I being detained?
You are not being detained.
Am I free to go? Okay, she's now looking around my vehicle. I'm free to go? What's your badge number? What's your badge number?
I'm telling him to leave and he won't.
Right. Well, he wants her badge number and she won't give it up.
And who's your supervisor? Who's your supervisor?
Ms. Howe.
Ms. Howe? Is she a Border Patrol agent?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my day just got a whole lot better. 1-800-259-9231. This guy is awesome. Terry from Checkpoint USA. Go to checkpointusa.org/blog. You can see this video in its entirety. It's only about 3 minutes long, so I cut out some of it, you know, where he's driving up to the checkpoint and that sort of thing. You can also see his older video where he uses the same exact techniques. And it works. Never once in either of his two encounters with these Border Patrol people that he recorded, never once does he answer their question. Now, this probably would upset somebody who's very, very concerned about immigration and people coming in here. And we don't know. I don't know what Terry looks like. I get the feeling he's a white guy, but I don't know.
Certainly sounds like him.
I don't know how these Border Patrol agents would act if it were a Hispanic guy that was taking this tact with them, asking, batting the questions back.
It probably wouldn't go as well.
But nonetheless, I'd certainly be interested to see what would happen, because it's clear that this is just harassment. They're just putting up cones in the middle of the road, stopping people, and making them think they have to answer these questions. Very, very sneaky on their part. And it's the first step towards this police state that we're talking about. And just wait. These are going to expand out. They're not just going to be near the border anymore. And these aren't even that near. This one was 40 miles north of the southern border on a road that doesn't even intersect with the border. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at TWRadios.com. That's TWRadios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at TWRadios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. So, again, do enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then you can go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop from, new or used items. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go right into your phone calls and talk to Michael in Utah, listening on some radio station that I didn't know we had. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. How are you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. First, I wanted to actually thank you guys because you provide, in my opinion, a wonderful service. And I've just had a wonderful time learning from you guys, listening to you in the past little while.
How long have you been listening, if I might ask?
I've been listening for about a month, actually, since I, after I started the going to my Ron Paul meetup groups in my area.
And you're in the Logan, Utah area, is that right?
Yes, yeah, pretty far north, Utah.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what radio station you've been listening to. We've been on for an entire month. It's apparently a mystery station, and I...
come to find out that I said when I called in it was on a radio station, but come to find out that the guy here at work is actually just pumping it from his computer through the radio.
Now we understand. All right. That'll save me a lot of time tomorrow. Thank you, sir. So what was on your mind tonight?
I actually was calling because yesterday you guys had a lot of callers talking about what to go, you know, where to go next with the Ron Paul supporters and the meetup groups, whether Ron Paul wins or not, what the next step is.
Yeah.
And there was a lady that had mentioned running for local office, and I wholeheartedly support that idea. There's actually, in my meetup group here in Logan, several of us have been talking about running for office in upcoming elections. I think it's still a year or so away.
Mm-hmm.
But we're setting up our campaigns and things already and talking about, you know, how we're going to support one another because we actually kind of all collectively come to Logan meet up from different cities around.
Right.
And it's a growing number of people still at this stage. Every time we have a meetup group, there's, you know, several more people there, and it's every week. And I think that we're building a pretty strong network of support for libertarian-minded people.
Very cool.
So it seems to be a very viable option. If other meetup groups are anything like ours, then I think people stand a fair chance of, you know, starting to take some kind of local office. And if you start at the ground like that and work your way up, there's no telling where we could be in a very short period of time.
So are you planning on running in 2008 that soon or down the line more?
It's going to be down the line more, especially for me. I'm in northern Utah. Everybody around here is LDS or Mormon, myself included. So for me to run for office, I'm going to have a few more kids first, I think. But it's a very viable option for some of the people in the meetup group, and it's something that we're definitely looking forward to continuing this process.
I'd like to make my same recommendation I've made before, and brief. I'll just make it brief. Go to centerforsmallgovernment.com and print out a copy of the Small Government Pledge. And anybody that's running for office that wants to claim to be a Ron Paul Republican, because they don't have the track record Ron Paul has, make sure they sign that pledge so you know that they're serious about small government. That's my recommendation.
Right. That's good, too, because, you never know where people are going to come from as far as saying that they're attached to the campaign in any way or that they supported the campaign. And then run for some kind of office, whether they're going to support that or not.
Exactly.
Now, Michael, pardon me while I make a blanket generalization about people's religious beliefs. It seems like Mormons, I've noticed more and more of them getting into the libertarian movement, just from my personal standpoint. And I think that Mormonism, it seems to me, is probably among the religions out there most in line with libertarian ideals. I mean, they know what it's like to be persecuted by the government, or at least, you know, their ancestors do. I think that they're doing just fine out there in Salt Lake right now. We'll exclude Mitt Romney from this group, but largely, it seems like Mormons are for small government.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, and I see a lot of it in the area where I live, mostly because I think it's always been a long-standing tradition in our religion that you support the idea that the Constitution stands for. And, of course, you know, I think a lot of the persecution had to do with that, but also just because the Constitution is based on the idea that we all can take care of ourselves and that that's what the best option is. The doctrine of the church is very much engrossed in that same idea, that same concept, that you can take care of yourself. Indeed, you're supposed to. It's a mandate that, you're supposed to be able to live. Should the second coming happen any day now, you're supposed to be able to be completely self-sustaining. And, that's, again, completely gross in our doctrine. And so I can't imagine that the people that really understand the doctrine and live it are too far away from libertarian ideas, whether they know they are or not.
I have to say, I'm glad that you guys are talking about this, because now is the time to put these discussions out and to start, preparing people for the future of this activism, the future of this movement. So I think it's great. Just a quick Mormon question, if I might. I was watching some videos from Penn Jillette, who I'm close, finally, as close as I've ever been to getting him on the show. I don't want to go any further than that because I might jinx it. But he mentioned something about magic underwear. Is it true that Mormons have to wear special kind of underwear?
No, it's not a have-to thing. It's more of an affirmation of your beliefs kind of thing. It's basically an embodiment of a faith, so that the faith that you do have has some kind of a physical both reminder and almost like protective quality all the time.
I have no idea what Ian's talking about. Tell me about these underwear.
It's just a simple set of garments that you wear under your clothes in place of underwear, and it's hard to describe without going into too much detail.
He said you're not a real Mormon unless you wear the magic underwear. Is that true or not true?
It's not true. You can be a real Mormon and wear whatever you like.
Really?
Just like any other religion, it's understood, at least by the people that really understand the religion, the people further up the church and things like that, that it's all on an individual basis. Your relationship with God, no matter what religion you are, is completely individual. But, of course, there is standard doctrine of the church, and there are things that it's on a people level, on a person-to-person level.
Got it.
Viewed as this is what you do, and this is how you behave if you're LDS. But, of course, just like, Catholicism or any other religion, it's all on an individual basis. And really, it's between you and God. So.
Have you ever worn the magic underwear, you personally?
I wear them every day, yes.
Okay, so you do, okay.
Now, the Jews, I think it's the Hasidic Jews especially, but I don't know, like likely lots of different Jews, choose to wear like the scriptures bound to themselves, so they have clothing, I guess. And
clothing with the scriptures actually written on it?
That's my understanding. Is it something like that?
It's not necessarily. It's more of just a reminder and sort of a faith-based protectant.
Okay.
I say that if you could have a piece of body armor that that you said, as long as you believe that God will protect you through this armor, He will. That's basically what it is. Kind of the same thing.
Do you buy? Do you purchase it from the church, or can you just go any get any old set of underwear from the clothing store and have it blessed or something? How does that work?
It's not really having anything blessed. It is a specific set of, if there's several different types and things like that, but
sure.
Just garments that you wear that you buy from the church storehouse offices, or there's distribution centers that are basically just small stores that sell church memorabilia, including the garments and books and videos and, education.
But does it have to have, like, the Mormon seal of approval on it, or is it, because you can't just buy any old underwear.
I suppose in principle you could make your own, but it's made by the church, as you know. As you may not know, actually, not very many people know very much about the LDS Church, but
right.
They have several branches that are sort of private business branches that operate as private businesses that manufacture they make the underwear and they make the books and they make videos and things like that. Also, that you yourself can go if you have questions about anything, or if you just want an education tool for your family or for yourself, or a book to read in your spare time, anything like that. They have a lot of different things, and they also have like a welfare type program for getting food, for helping yourself out in times of need.
They also have a very good charity arm. I've donated for the monsoons that wiped out Southeast Asia down there someplace. I don't even know. I wanted to send some money, and I sent it to the LDS Church because they have the largest percentage of that fund went to those people, rather than the Red Cross, where, some smaller percentage went.
Yeah, I don't really know much about the Mormons except...
Well, the first question they always get is caffeine and multiple marriage partners. And so
correct.
You asked him something new.
Some of them are, right. Well, some of them are for the multiple marriage partners.
Yeah, very few.
Some of them aren't, right?
Very few.
Okay.
There's a branch that's called the, I forget what they call
Fundamentalist.
It. Fundamentalist Church, yeah. And I think that they are I'm a convert to the church myself, so I'm not as familiar with the history, and I probably could get into trouble for talking as much as I did about the garments.
Well, what about, is it?
But you can't talk about it?
No, you can talk about it. I was just joking. It's sort of artificially taboo. It's just the kind of thing that everybody says, oh, they're crazy because they wear magic underwear, and so you just don't talk about it as much because it seems to take away some kind
of... Oh, as far as I'm concerned, all religions are, equally crazy. And it's not a personal thing at all, so magic underwear or not, I don't think that makes a difference. Thanks for the call,
dude.
We appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for all the inside information to your religion. I find this stuff absolutely interesting.
I didn't know it. It's something I learned.
By the way, this is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now that we...